welcome to another edition of Medicare Simplified with your host, Dave Miller.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of Medicare Simplified. I'm your host, Dave Miller, and today I'm going to bring Matt Alina into the picture. We're going to talk to him about life insurance. Now, a lot of people think life insurance is just something to pay for the final expense. Put the guy in the ground, put the person in the ground, a reception, and maybe a few dollars left over. But that's not it. There's actually a lot of other uses for life insurance. So give me a second. I'm going to bring Matt into the picture, and we're going to elaborate on one or two of those today. Hello, Matt. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you?
Oh, doing good. Like I said, I told the listeners on a previous podcast, knee replacement went well, blew the PT out of the water, and surpassed all expectations of my surgeon and the physical therapy place.
Fantastic. Sounds like you're a bionic man now.
If only I had the money for something like that.
I hear you.
So, Matt, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, how you got into the insurance business.
I fell into the insurance business like a lot of us. I've been in the insurance business just shy of 25 years. Before that, I was in the broadcasting world, in radio broadcasting. And then there's not much money in that. And I like dealing with people and working with people. And I put my resume online many, many years ago. I got a phone call and I'm like, insurance underwriting. Okay, they gave me a job offer. Started working for Zurich Kemper in the Chicago area. Did that for about 3.5-4 years. Met my wife, moved out to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, where I live now, and started working for URL Insurance Group here in Harrisburg. And get to work with nice people like you. And I've been with URL for 20 years now. And time flies when you're having fun. I don't think people get into this business on purpose, but once they get into it and see that you're helping people and you get paid to do it, it's a great business.
I got to admit, 30 years ago, I never would have seen myself doing this. But then I also wrote a book and nobody in my senior class would have thought that was going to happen. And now look at me, I'm doing a podcast. So, Matt, you know, today our economy is crazy. The world is upside down, to say the least, but we're not going to get into that. But one of the things we need to get into is the senior market. A lot of them, some of them were fortunate enough to have a good 401k, save money, but not everybody was as fortunate. And so Social Security is like your major source of income as a senior.
Right.
But when one person passes away, that money changes. So how do you protect somebody from that?
Well, it's simple in that you can use a life insurance policy. We have a program where it is our Social Security Protection Program that you and I have been able to help other people do this. And it's basically using the concept of a dime to protect a dollar. When you're dealing with a husband and wife situation and their sole purpose or their sole income is Social Security, or that's their main source of income. They may have a pension. They may have some 401k money and some other savings, but the main income that they have is coming from Social Security. When one of them dies, the surviving spouse gets to keep the greater benefit and they lose the lesser benefit. It shouldn't be a surprise, but and most people probably know that, but there's a way to protect that. When we're dealing with people, we know with 100% certainty, 100% probability that we're going to die. We just don't know who's going to go first. Is it going to be me or is it going to be my wife? I always joke with my wife, Dave, and I tell her that she's going to go first because I don't want to be around here and have to figure all this out by myself.
Matt, you said something about a dime to protect a dollar. Could you elaborate a little bit?
Absolutely. So a dime is 10% of a dollar, right?
Right.
So if I asked you, Dave, if I gave you $1 million, would you take $100,000 to protect the other $900,000?
Well, you can write that check out today if you like. I'll be more than happy to take $1 million from you.
I'll ask my boss for a loan. Absolutely.
But yeah, so, I'd definitely do $1,000 to protect $1 million.
Well, that's the same kind of concept with the dime to protect the dollar. Do you mind if I tell you a quick story here about my in-laws?
Be my guest.
Okay. So my mother-in-law, she's a certified nurse practitioner, pediatric nurse practitioner. My father-in-law was a retired state worker, gets a small pension, and he also gets his Social Security. His Social Security is about $1,000 a month. My mother-in-law still working part-time, and she's also receiving her Social Security benefits. She never really had much of a pension. She works for a private practice. And my mother-in-law is 67. My father-in-law is 69 years old. So I talked to them about a dime to protect a dollar. And they're like, what does that mean? And I said, well, my mother-in-law is getting $3,000 a month from Social Security because she's worked and she's made a decent living and she's contributed into Social Security. So she's getting $3,000 a month. My father-in-law is getting $1,000 a month. So collectively, they're getting $4,000 a month. When one of them dies, they get to keep the $3,000, but they're losing the $1,000. So instead of getting $4,000 a month, they're only getting $3,000 a month. Many of us, if somebody took $1,000 away from us a month, we're going to feel it in our pocket real quick. So here's where you take a dime to protect a dollar. And this is all backed by life insurance through all the respective states that we're in. We're trying to protect the smaller amount. What is 10% or a dime of the $1,000 of the dollar? It's $100 a month. Now, the variables that we don't know. We don't know who's going to pass away first. Is it going to be my mother-in-law or is it going to be my father-in-law? We know one of them is going to go, and we know that $1,000 is going to go when that happens. So we need to take 10%, $100 for my mother-in-law, $100 for my father-in-law, and you put it into a life insurance policy to buy a death benefit. So for my mother-in-law, average health, high blood pressure, borderline diabetic, the typical stuff that a 67-year-old lady is going to have. Nothing out of the ordinary, no heart attacks, cancers, and strokes, things like that. By taking $100 for her, that is going to buy her a death benefit of just shy of $23,000. Guaranteed. Rates are never going to change. The benefit's always going to be there. And for my father-in-law, 69 years old, non-smoker, average health, has an occasional cigar, that's going to buy him a little over $15,000 a month. He's older. He's also a man. It costs a little bit more.
And smokes.
So let's say my father-in-law passes away. My mother-in-law, his Social Security of $1,000 is going away. Now, that benefit of $15,000 and some change goes to my mother-in-law. She can now put that into the account and start drawing $1,000 a month off of that benefit that extends his $1,000 Social Security benefit for another 15 months. Doing it inverse, let's say my mother-in-law dies first and my father-in-law loses that $1,000. He gets her $3,000 Social Security benefit. But again, going from 4,000 to 3,000, they're going to feel it. He's going to get a little over $22,000, just shy of $23,000. He now extends that $1,000 benefit for over 22 months. Now, what does that do? It buys them time to get their financial affairs in order. We don't know when somebody is going to go. We just know it's going to happen. And we know that if they don't do anything, that benefit's going to go away. By doing a dime to protect a dollar, to protect their Social Security, they now know when that benefit is going to eventually fade away. It buys them time to either sell their house and get top dollar for it, or have to move somewhere, or pay off some bills, medical bills, expenses. It helps buy them time to get financial affairs in order. A lot of times, as soon as somebody passes away, Social Security is going to shut off that valve of that lesser benefit. We are now going to chip in and take that money that we've been putting a dime to protect the dollar to now be able to forecast when that faucet is going to be turned off. It gives us some time to make some change, life-changing decisions instead of having to do a short sale or to make some knee-jerk reactions.
And Social Security always pays 1 month behind. So the check they receive in March is actually for February. And that's something a lot of people don't know. When my father passed away first, and that's how I learned about it. I didn't even know about that. And then, of course, they give you that little chump change of $255 to the surviving spouse. So that'll cover your electric bill and a Happy Meal at McDonald's, and then you're basically done.
Pretty much. And even a Happy Meal may be stretching it.
Very true. But Matt, is there anything else that we could add to this as how far as, you know, for the Social Security and everything? Is there anything else we could add to that?
Some of these plans will have living benefits built into them where they can access the death benefit while they're still alive. So let's say they have a chronic illness, or maybe they have severe cognitive impairments. They don't want to have to dip into savings. They can accelerate a portion of their death benefit while they're still alive in a lot of situations. The underwriting is very, very liberal. They'll take people that have had heart attacks, cancers, strokes in the last 3 to 5 years. They'll take somebody that is diabetic, people with high blood pressure and high cholesterol. There's options for most people. And a lot of times it's where we can find out almost instantaneously from these companies whether the person can qualify or not. The other thing to consider in this is that the if some people will say, I can't afford this, I'm going to tell you that most people can't afford not to do this, because either they do something now, or if they do nothing, they're going to lose. So it's either you spend a little bit now, or you're losing. You spend $100 per person per month now, or lose $1,000 or more per month down the road. It's up to them.
And something that people need to think about, the younger you are, the less you're going to pay for a higher face value. And also, when you get it younger, less things are going wrong inside. So there's not going to be a problem getting a higher policy for less money. And myself, I had a $250,000 policy. I'm still paying $42 a month for it. Yep. If I tried to get that much now, I don't want to think about what that premium would be.
It'll be expensive. That's right.
So
you lock in a rate today because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. That's correct.
And that is the scary part, because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I could be gone before I get this podcast edited and uploaded. We don't know.
That's right. And next Tuesday isn't guaranteed to anybody.
No. And Matt, one other thing too is a lot of companies that we work with has like 10 questions or something like that. There's no in-depth medical. So if you do have some medical issues, there's like a few questions, and if you can say no across the board, bam, you're good, right?
For the most part, absolutely. It's just yes or no questions. The application process itself may take 10 minutes, 15 minutes, depending on the company. Get the underwriting decision right then and there. There is no nurse that's going to come out to the home to take any blood samples, urinalysis, or anything like that. It's where the insurance company is going to get the information. They're going to look at prescription drug record history. It's all part of a public database, and they'll take a look at all of that, and then they render a decision pretty quickly. So it's not an invasive application process, underwriting process at all.
And Matt, I'll tell you, some people just don't understand the value of life insurance. And we're going to be doing a couple more podcasts I just want to break it down so that they're not too lengthy. But we've got a few more that we're going to be doing together. For example, we're going to be doing final needs planning. We're going to look at all the different types of insurance that's available down the road and give a little definition of each one. We got some good plans coming up ahead. And I
Yes, we do.
appreciate talking with you the other day when we set this up. And ladies and gentlemen, that was Matt Alina on our first of a series that I'll be doing over time, talking about the values of life insurance. It's not just to put somebody to rest and then that's it. There are several things that can be done with it, things that can be used to protect your home, provide the income like Matt has taught us today. And we'll be talking about final needs planning next time I can get a few minutes of his time. This has been another edition of Medicare Simplified. Thank you for tuning in. I do hope you will subscribe. And if you do have questions, please feel free to email me at dave@mig, the number four, the letter U dot net. Feel free to pop on my website at mig, the number four, the letter U dot net. You can hit the contact box there or email me directly. It's been a pleasure speaking with you today, and I look forward to seeing you on the next trip of our journey. Have a great day. If you've enjoyed this podcast and don't want to miss future episodes of Medicare Simplified with me, Dave Miller, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to check out my book, Medicare Ready, Set, Go, available on Amazon in paperback and Kindle format. If you're looking for Medicare advice, please reach out to me at dave@mig, the number four, the letter U, dot net, or online at mig, the number four, the letter U, dot net.